The Community Action Organization says there are a series of related issues. Poor people rent, and most rent where they pay their own heating and utility bills, so the owner has no incentive to improve the building shell, insulation, caulking, and good windows. That's why the CAO says there should be a city code requiring the 55% of property that's rental to be energy efficient. President and CEO Nathan Hare says roofs and foundations can be expensive, but not everything.
The cost of those things in between tend to be less than $10,000. So you have to get the homeowner to take responsibility for the building that they own. You've got renters in those buildings, and the buildings are unsafe, or they are so costly, they are burdening these lowest income people in the county are bearing the highest cost.
Hare says the city's rental registry can be used to ferret out which buildings are rental and have them checked for energy efficiency. He says his agency has renovated 215 homes for massive savings in energy, buildings no longer heating the outdoors. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.